When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Memorial Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And did you know you can find us on Facebook these days? Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. That's we appreciate that. And you'll see that I, just in the nick of time, was able to actually post a photograph. And I don't even know, I just told Dr. Bill I put it up, but I got a picture, a candid picture of Kathy and Dr. Bill talking, chatting before the show. And I don't think Kathy's even aware that I took the photo. No, she's shaking her head. She didn't know. Anyway, it's up there. And anyway, let's see. It is a, well, it's been kind of a gloomy, drizzly Sunday morning here in the great Pacific Northwest, but looks to me over my shoulder like a little bit of sun is peeking out, which is nice. And as always, Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
Yeah, it was raining all the way down here. It had stopped by the time I got here, but is it going to get better today or not till tomorrow?
It'll get a little bit better today, but then it'll start getting a whole lot better starting tomorrow. We'll have a nice week next week.
Yeah, we're supposed to have a heat wave.
A mini heat wave.
A mini heat wave in the middle of the week, it looks like, which is great.
Could hit those 80-degree days.
Yeah, I have a little bit of concern for all those folks that go camping on Memorial Day weekend. It's truly one of those blue tarp camping weekends, but apparently tomorrow may be the redeem the holiday weekend for everybody. But
good day to head for home.
Yeah, yeah.
When the weather gets nicer.
It's part
of the tradition. And you've got the Northwest Folklife Festival, which goes on its 45th year.
Wow, has it been?
Yeah, it's amazing. But they're used to the rain, too, because there have been just years where it's just been torrential downpours. But
yeah.
It's part of the tradition.
Yeah, I have to say that one of the branches of my family, on my mom's side, used to have a family gathering at their place on Memorial Day every year, but they live on a lake, and the whole point of the getting together was boating on the lake. And so many Memorial Days, it was just a washout, literally, because of the rain and the gloom, and it was too, so they just stopped having the party.
Oh, they should have moved it.
Well, that's what I thought. You know, move it to another day that's, you know, a little later in the season, a little more likely to be a nicer day, but they didn't move it. They just quit having it. So,
oh well.
All righty. Now, we have a, well, not a totally full house, but a nice house today, and that would be Animal World's associate producer and call screener, Kathy Southwick, is in her studio this morning. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
And how are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And I how'd you like that? I snuck a photograph when you weren't watching.
You sneaky girl.
I know, because usually she's saying, oh, no, let me see that. I don't want you to. But it just gets you from the side, so you don't have anything to complain about.
Okay.
But I snuck it in there so I could get it posted before the show.
Well, you look so rejuvenated, being that you were gone for a while.
Yeah, that's why we had an encore presentation last week, because I took my annual seclusion retreat to the coast with my dog Robbie and had a wonderful week on the coast. And
were you ready to come back?
Well, yes and no, and that, yeah. You know, I missed my cats and all of that sort of thing, and had a wonderful time. But as soon as I got back, was like, oh, I'd rather go back to the coast and still be on retreat. And but it was a wonderful time, and I had sun every day, and it was perfect. Yeah, the weather wasn't that great here.
No, it
wasn't. But at the Pacific Beach area over on the coast, I had sun every day, beautiful sunsets, and it rained one morning, and which was the day I planned to do other things and spend hours and hours on the beach, but the sun was out by afternoon. It was gorgeous, and ended up getting a beach day that I didn't expect, and it actually, the rain was kind of a blessing in disguise, because I usually walk low on the beach, which, you know, I prefer, but I don't walk high on the beach often because, you know, the sand is softer, and so it's harder to walk in. But the rain tamped it all down, so it was easy to walk on. So Robbie actually prefers the higher beach from sometimes, because there's more to sniff and pee on and that kind of stuff. So we got to do high beaches and low beaches. We had days of a number of minus tides, and I walked miles and miles and miles and miles. It was just absolutely phenomenal. But I'm still kind of not right all back yet.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, filling out our group today in the studio with Mike and I, and at the table, and of course, if you go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, you'll see a little photograph of that. It is Vet Sunday, and we welcome back Dr. Bill Burlingame is here. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
And good morning, everybody.
And it's so good to have you back in the studio.
Welcome back to reality, Martha.
Oh, thank you. Well, like I said, I'm not completely back yet. So if I sound a little weird from time to time today, there could be a reason for that. There's also, as I think we've told you every week, there's big changes going on down here at the studio. Wasn't inside our studio until this week. They've been remodeling and gutting the whole place down here. So that's a bit disorienting. But what did change in the studio today, and of course, you know, I am an animal at heart and a creature of habit, and so I don't like things to change. And immediately when I came in, it's like, where's my clock? And Mike said, well, that broke. But he says, but we have a new one. So we do have a new one, but it's up on the wall. And so it's in a different location than when I'm used to looking at. And then, Mike, you said something. Because it's a great big digital clock stuck on the wall up behind Mike. So when I look at him, I see the clock. But it's got blue lights. And you said, don't look at it because blue light isn't good to look at. I'm like, what?
I said, don't stare at it.
Don't stare at it, okay.
You have to look at it if you want to know
what time it is. Yeah, yeah. But so what's this? Because this is going to, actually, this is kind of timely because when we get into our subjects today on Vet Sunday, Dr. Bill's got something new up on his website that I noticed, and it has to do with light. So this will actually transition to all of that. But so what's the blue light?
Prolonged use of blue light screws up your circadian rhythm, which is your body clock, and it can contribute to sleep disorder.
Wow.
And I speak from experience because I went through a bout of sleep disorder a year or two ago.
Really?
That was one of the changes I made, is that you eliminate screen time before bed, particularly blue light, and you remove all that crap out of your bedroom. All the, you know, phantom lights that we have, I mean, it's amazing how much light there is when you turn off all the lights. And you just close the door, just something like that, just get that light away from you. Mm-hmm. And using that scheme, along with a couple other things, I was able to reconfigure my sleep cycle, my body clock, and get it back on schedule.
So it's okay to take a flash look at the clock, but you don't stare at it.
Yeah.
And it messes you up with your circadian rhythm. Well, isn't that interesting?
That's what they say. And I can only speak from experience. I created a concentrated effort to rid it, or at least get it out of my face towards bedtime. And that and a few other things made the difference.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's good to know. That's good.
There you go.
But then you said something about fluorescent light isn't all that great for us either.
No.
And we live a lot under fluorescent light.
Yeah, we have fluorescent lights here in the studio, and I refuse to turn them on. I don't care how dark it gets. That stuff just fries your brain over time. Yeah, it's really, really bad for you.
Huh, because I have the fluorescent lights like in my kitchen. So that's not a good idea, huh?
Well, at this stage of the game, you're okay.
Okay. You're more concerned about the younger folks.
Absolutely, yeah.
So young kids and stuff, not. Now, what about the CFL lights and all the newer type of lights that are supposed to be better energy-wise and all of that?
It's my understanding that those are a whole lot safer for you, but I haven't really done the research. I did the research on the fluorescent lights and just kind of went, oh, this is bad news.
Wow. Well, maybe today's animal world is a wake-up call on lights and stuff.
Well, you know, the brain is a pretty tremendous thing that it's amazing how much we know about it, and it's also amazing how much we don't know.
Wow.
It's just an incredible organ that is susceptible to all sorts of stuff, and, you know, brain disease and disorder, and that leads to dementia, Alzheimer's, all those kinds of things we're still learning about. And we have a whole lot more to learn about. We have a whole lot more to discover.
There was some new study that came out just recently in the last few days related to Alzheimer's, and it had something to do with, some university and...
It was Harvard.
Was that what it was? It has something to do with having brain infections or fighting out infection that relates to the plaque or whatever that they're thinking might have something to do with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, there's a protein that if you've been subject to illness, particularly infection, that while it rids your body over time, if there's buildup, it can turn against you and create that plaque that's been known to, or at least the understanding is that that's what contributes to Alzheimer's.
Really?
So it's a bit of a riddle, and they haven't quite figured it out yet. And every day, you know, people are getting closer at it. And we have a long ways to go. Because it's an awful, horrible disease and an affliction, and the collateral damage, everything is just it's a horrible story.
I was going to bring Dr. Bill into the discussion here. It sounds like you already have something to say.
The protein's called amyloid.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just a result of subclinical inflammation. So whether it's a virus, a fungus, a toxin, whatever, and that's something, you know, we've looked at for a long time in kidney disease in animals. You get a lot of amyloid deposition. Back to Alzheimer's, which is sort of interesting. I was at a Erconia laser lecture a few months ago. And
that's the laser, the cold laser unit
that
use on animals and
right.
that I've been involved with and that we've talked about on the show here before.
They have a study going right now for Alzheimer's using laser.
Oh.
And they really couldn't, because they're in the middle of the study, they couldn't share any hard data. But what they could say was that the results are favorable enough that they're continuing their study.
Wow.
And so it goes back to when you're talking about fluorescent light and things like that, you know, the brain is a energy organ.
Uh-huh.
And the concept behind Erconia laser is that you're delivering the proper wavelength of photons into the tissue and activating the mitochondria.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they think is that we're, you know, with Erconia imparting that laser back, or that laser light back into the brain and turning those cells on again. I don't know, have any idea what it does, if you can reverse amyloid deposition.
Well, I was just going to ask, is the laser for treatment or is it for prevention?
Treatment.
Okay.
This was in an Alzheimer's facility.
Gotcha.
And so the data will probably come out in a year or so.
Interesting.
Yeah, the lecturer, who's a very, very bright person, he lases his brain every day.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the intensity and for how long?
Well, it's not really intensity, it's frequencies.
Okay.
Different organ systems have different frequencies, and so they've got a really fancy, it's like a $100,000 laser that has three different probes, and it hits you from the sides of your head and the top of your head. And he sits there every morning and gets lased.
Wow.
And he's, you know, he's convinced that that it's made a difference.
Interesting. Huh.
So it's all about energy and light.
It is, isn't it?
Well, that's another reason why Dr. Bill is our animal world vet, because he stays up with all of this stuff. And I said, what we're going to be talking about, it does have to do with the Arconia laser people and has to do with light and cell phones. And very interesting. And I just saw it on Dr. Bill's website last night and brought it up this morning, and we're going to talk about it. I can't wait to tell you about it because I'm going to get it. Dr. Bill's got it on his phone, so it's going to be an interesting discussion. But before we start the show, because we haven't officially started the show yet, but Dr. Bill, I know as a behavior therapist and working with animals that sometimes dogs and cats, when they get older, can get a dementia sort of like behavior. Do we know, do animals get Alzheimer's? What do we know about that?
I would suspect that they get something similar. Do we call it senility? Or, I mean, how do you know? But they tend to lose their awareness. You hear about or see frequently the dogs that go stand in the corner, or they lose some of their personality, or something's not right. We don't get to do MRs on those and communicate with them and really investigate what's going on, but we see dementia, is what we call it, is dementia in dogs. And there's, you know, a lot of things you can try, is trying to do healthy oils and micronutrients and things. There's a product on the market called Nutrix, which is the same product for humans that's advertised, which is called Prevagen.
Oh, yeah. That has to do with protein
from the jellyfish.
Yeah, the jellyfish thing. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I've had some patients on Nutrix over the years, and the people report that they think it helps.
Huh.
So, we see that in dogs.
Okay, no, because now...
Has the FDA approved the use of this
Provigen
or whatever it's called?
I don't think they need to have an FDA clearance because they're a nutraceutical.
And explain that. I don't understand the term.
A nutraceutical is a supplement, a natural agent. They have to be really careful and walk the line of making medical claims.
Because you see the disclaimers. They're starting to advertise on television now. In fact, we used to advertise their product on the station.
I was going to say, we used to run a show here,
And I was always wondering if there should be some sort of disclaimer.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is on the television. It's the print that you can't read.
Yeah.
You know?
If you listen to the words very closely, it helps or enhances
may.
Mm-hmm. So they don't come right out and say it improves your IQ or your memory or could improve memory. So you have to be careful. So with the FDA, you have what you call a pharmaceutical, which is a drug that you can make a medical claim. You know, this drug treats cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have nutraceuticals, where it's a natural supplement that could enhance blah, blah, blah. Well, what's interesting is about 6 years ago, the FDA opened up a new category called medical foods. And medical foods is it's an area that a lot of the companies are getting into. And in fact, Dr. Raymakers has a product under our human label with the company is called Court Control. And the research that Dr. Raymakers has done over the last...
And he's the one that has created the formulas for the immune tabs and chews and all that stuff that you're involved
with. He's the brains behind the veterinary immune tabs. Well, his research over the years on all the different species in livestock and dogs and cats, that applies, his patents cover mammals. So we're mammals. And so the first study that's going on right now that's going to be started at a university on the East Coast, an Ivy League college, is for how these products can improve reproductive performance. So we know in our cattle studies and chicken studies and pig studies and goat studies and you name it, that we enhance the ability, there's that word enhance, we enhance the ability of the ovary to produce eggs. And we also enhance the function of producing sperm. So we're starting a reproductive study soon for in vitro fertilization in humans. And this product will fall into the medical foods category where we can give the FDA a reasonably short study and make a medical claim based on, which is really a nutraceutical, but we have research to prove cause and effect. So our first study is going to be in reproduction in humans. Hmm. And then our second study, which we're working with different pharmaceutical companies right now, is for vaccine enhancement. So mm-hmm. we know that we improve the response to immunizations with our product. So we're going back to the human side, and we're going to prove it and have a product to support it. And really, the companies that are producing vaccines, especially for third world nations, where when you go out and vaccinate all these kids, they don't respond well. Mm. And they have to give a larger volume of vaccine in order to get a response. Well, with our product, they can give less vaccine and get a better response. Cool. So that's the medical foods category. It's fairly new, and it's an important category.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of moving parts. Just I know we're kind of off topic here a little bit, but who funds all this research?
The research that we've done has been on a shoestring. Okay. Dr. Raymakers has really... He loves to do research, and he funds a lot of it personally in very practical studies. We don't have the funding to do university-level studies. So on the human side, it will be different large companies that are looking at the medical foods category and want to get a product out to, you know, to help people.
Because if it's a new category, then the big companies want to get something
absolutely
in there to make money. Right?
So you could say it's good and bad, but at least we're not using a drug.
Cool. Well,
and we know that, you know, vitamin C and omega fatty acids, and they're all good. It's just these companies would like to be able to make a medical claim.
Well, how interesting.
It is. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Wow. And who knew so much could happen before we even officially start
the
show?
Not even started.
I mean, we haven't even started yet. And look at all this that's coming out. And boy, we got more to come. Wait till you hear about this phone thing. You know, because there's so much controversy about that and cell phones and cancer and brain cancer and all of that. Well, there's a help for that that I wasn't even aware of until a few minutes ago. And I know that you're going to probably be as interested in it as we are here. But if you haven't figured it out, it's Vet Sunday on Animal World here. Dr. Bill Burlingame is in the house, and we're going to open up phone lines and have open phone lines for most of the show. So you can call in anytime with your animal medical care questions. If you have questions about immune support for your animal friends or any of the immune support products that we're already talking about here. And, of course, when we get into this latest R2L, I think, is the right thing to call
it.
The R2L is what we're going to hear about first. And at any rate, Dr. Bill is here until noon and open phone lines. I'll give you phone numbers now. You can jot them down. 425-373-5527 is local. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email anytime during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Don't have much follow-up. A little bit of follow-up that has to do with my favorite animal TV and a question for Dr. Bill was kind of the controversy that I saw on Dr. Jeff, the Rocky Mountain Vet Show, that I want to run by Dr. Bill. Other than that, a little bit of news and current events. Were a lot of new stuff on current events because, you know, we've been out for 2 weeks here. So a lot of new events on current events. We'll shoot for about 10:50 today, but it's likely to get pushed into the third hour. We'll get to it when we have time for that. And I think that brings us to... We can actually officially start the show, which we do every week by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. So I have a couple of little Sunday prayers here, one for our animal friends and one for us humans, and then we do the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. So let's go ahead and get started with that. This is the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Now for us humans, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All righty, we are now official. And then the last thing before we are completely done and official and started would be the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, their Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. We've been doing this now for a few months, and now hundreds, if not thousands, of people are doing this five times a day all over the world. And, you know, thought directs energy, energy follows thought. We are very powerful with our minds, and it's got to be helping. So there are two affirmations if you want to start doing this yourself and join all of us that are working on creating peace and harmony. What Ananda has done is kind of alter the peace and harmony prayer by Paramahansa Yogananda. And the two affirmations, the first one you do for about a minute, which is 10 to 12 times, and then the second one you do it three times. Our radio version, we do each affirmation three times. And you can say them out loud with me if you like. You can say them silently in your head, or you can not participate at all. It's completely up to you. So the first phrase is, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. We're going to do it three times. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. All right, now the second phrase is, fill me. So here we go three times with this. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. All right, so we have taken care of business, got all that underway, and so we are now officially started. And that takes us to the most important part of the show. We got to take care of our advertisers here for a moment, and because without them, there's no us, and we can't do this kind of programming. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are, because Animal World continues. Dr. Bill Burlingame's here. It's Vet Sunday, and we're going to talk R2L, and is there a way to transmute the radiation in your cell phone so that it's not harmful? Well, Dr. Bill's got the answer to that straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonics Sound Healing System. check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're just getting rolling with this week's edition. It is a Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame is in the house, and I've promised you a discussion on the latest in phones and radiation and all of that stuff. Let's see. Kathy, is this likely to be a quick call, do you think? The caller is a quick call? Okay, because I was going to go ahead with our R2L discussion here, but we've got someone on the line apparently calling in to say thanks. So let's welcome Sue. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Martha and Dr. Bill. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. I just wanted to call and let everybody know that we helped Jasper over the Rainbow Bridge Friday.
Jasper was our kitty with the lymphoma and the nasal stuff, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And I just wanted to thank everybody for all the support and help, and Dr. Bill for the immune tabs and all your good thoughts.
Well, Sue, bless your heart. Thank you for calling, and our hearts are all with you hearing the news. It's always, you know, a tough situation to go through, especially, but, you know, this one was a long, long haul for you with Jasper, but gosh, you did everything possible to keep him comfortable and for as long as possible.
Right. And I think all that you guys did to helped him stay longer with me. So I appreciate that so much.
Well, thank you, and thank you for doing such a great job with Jasper and doing everything you could to help. And I'm glad that we can provide all the great practitioners here to help. And I appreciate you calling in. But we'll all, you know, of course, Jasper's, you know, he's the one that's fine now because he's out of his body. He's doing great. You know, it reminds me, Sue. And Dr. Bill, I know you're aware of this as well, even though we haven't talked about it, but our own Animal World animal communicator, you know, Darcy Pariso, which I know, Sue, you've called in, and Darcy's talked with Jasper and that sort of thing. Well, and I'm sure she'd be okay with me sharing this, but just in the last couple of weeks or so, Darcy had to help her beloved dog friend, Griffin, pass over, you know, the Rainbow Bridge. Mm-hmm. And of course, we've all been involved with Darcy and her little cavalier, King Charles Spaniel Griffin. And of course, Dr. Bill, was Griffey's veterinarian. And, Boy, Dr. Bill, you kept him going for a number of years, more than we thought he was going to live.
We helped some. I think Darcy's pretty fabulous, and she helps a lot because she can tell me what he's thinking and how he's feeling. So,
yeah, makes it easier. But, you know, I just talked with her last evening, and she told me she had shared this with you, Dr. Bill. That's why I say that you know about this. But, you know, I was Sue telling her, you know, because it was the first time I'd spoken with her because I was out of town when Griffey actually passed, you know, to express my condolences and all of that. And she said, well, you know, I really thought that it was going to be really hard for me because I had this beloved dog for like 12 years and he was my best friend. And she thought I really thought I was going to miss him and it was really going to be tough. But she said, you know, he came to me the day after he passed and told me all this stuff and what's going on. And she said, you know, he is so happy and he's doing so well on the other side. She said, it isn't as hard as I thought it would be, and because he's so happy and feels so good now, I'm happy for him. So I think, Sue, you can take that as well, knowing that, you know, Jasper doesn't have that physical body anymore, you know, to weigh him down and be in discomfort and so forth. His soul is free, and you know, he's doing great now.
Yeah, I do remind myself of that quite a bit.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily make it, you know, a cakewalk for us because, you know, we miss those physical bodies and we miss those little souls when they aren't physically present with us. But they, you know, it's only the physical body that dies. The soul is eternal, and he's doing well, and I'm sure still with you and watching over you. But I appreciate your call, Sue, and I'll add you to my special prayer and healing list and send you some special prayers and energy, and you let us know if you need help in the future, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, take bless care. You. Thanks for calling, okay. Sue. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Oh, boy. You know, I don't know about this. It seems to be a lot of animals have been passing recently, at least a lot around me that I've been aware of. And, you know, it's easy to say it's just the physical body that passes, the soul is eternal, and that makes it easier to understand, but we're still human, and there's still a grieving process to go through. But
yeah, we deal with that in veterinary medicine every day.
Yeah, you do. And
gets a little hard at times.
Oh, well, it does. And I know that you, Dr. Bill, especially you do your very best to especially when I know so often I talk to people and to animals, and they'd like to pass on their own if they can, and people would like them to pass on their own. But I know I personally learned the lesson many, many years ago that it is a blessing for us to be able to help them leave their bodies still with dignity and to avoid all of that suffering, and that it is a blessed and kind and loving, compassionate thing to do. And I know that you go out of your way to make it very special, you know, and as easy as it can be, you know, for your clients and your patients.
Yeah,
when
it's never
when
easy,
comes
but
about.
We try.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's nice to you know, work with a veterinarian that is compassionate in that way and can make it as easy as is possible. But our hearts go out to any and all of you that, and especially, well, and it's very appropriate. Well, no wonder, duh. I'm just thinking about it's Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. So let's bless all our animal friends on the other side and our human ones too, you know, and remember them with love and send blessings to them on their path. Not just, and of course we honor the true and original intention of Memorial Day and our veterans and all of that sort of thing, but let's also honor our animal friends on the other side. So we'll dedicate the show. How will we dedicate the show today to Jasper Kitty and Griffin Spaniel on the other side?
And also the canine warriors.
Ah, yes, our canine warriors, for sure. They are finally just starting to get the recognition that they deserve, and things are being done to keep them from getting lost in you know, after their service, and being able to connect them back with their handlers and to live out their lives, and which is as it should be. So we'll think good thoughts on all of those levels. Okay, now we can proceed. Dr. Bill, you've got so much going and offer so much to everyone, but I have to admit that in the past, it's been a little more difficult for people to get in touch with you and know what you're doing and all that sort of stuff, but you have added a bunch of stuff since you were last here on the air, because you now, and not only are you posting often and have a Facebook page, and let's see, Facebook is Burlingame Veterinary Consulting on Facebook, but the huge news, in which I find so much so helpful, is you now have a new state-of-the-art website.
Finally.
Yeah. Yeah.
They drugged me into the new millennium.
Me too. and your website is BillBurlingameDVM.com.
Correct.
Correct? Mm-hmm. All right. And it's a great website, so you got to check it out, BillBurlingameDVM.com. Because as soon as we start this next conversation, folks, you're going to want to know about this. And it's right on the homepage. So you go to Dr. Bill's website. He's got a great little video presentation talking about the immune tabs and the immune support, and we'll get more into that as the show goes on. And of course, we've talked on previous Vet Sundays about all your work with the lasers, the hot lasers, but also the Arconia cold lasers, and how we're using that. Oh, that's what I was going to ask you before I get to the next hit I want to do, is that with the lasers that you have, you talked about the Arconia guy that lases his brain every day.
Right.
What about if someone has, dog, cat that is older, is appearing to do the dementia sort of thing? Mm-hmm. Have you ever used your lasers on animal brains, and would you, could you?
We could. We should, and I can't cite any cases right now.
Uh-huh.
But I would use the same frequencies as we would use in a human, and probably tweak a couple things.
So that's good to just kind of put out there, folks.
Yep.
This would be all new stuff. Mm-hmm. But Dr. Bill has the lasers, and at least the guy that knows so much about them and that's creating all this stuff is lasing his own brain every day.
Yeah.
So he believes in it, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. But you could, if someone has, a demented dog or cat, this would be an option for them.
We can try. It's really on an individual basis. We can do a lot of things with the Arconia low-level laser that you can't do with your classic class 4 or warm laser. In particular, neurologic disease, nerve root injuries, laryngeal paralysis, things that Western medicine really doesn't have an answer for, and they don't have, Arconia's Western technology, but it's totally different than other technologies out there. So I would have to think that we could help dementia in dogs, but I don't want to make a claim that I...
Right. Yeah,
I
yeah.
proven.
Yeah, and but the option is there and now available.
Yes.
To this. So, now you are available through your website and email for consultation.
Right.
And you were just telling me before the show, you just recently were consulting with some folks in England.
That's right.
So you're getting around.
I'm international.
You're international.
Look
now.
Out.
And you have consultations available, of email consultation or a telephone consultation, and you're very reasonably priced. $30 for email consultation,
correct.
$60 for an hour consultation on the phone for one of the best veterinarians in the business. I mean, that is just, that's incredible. And I'm so happy you've made yourself so affordable. So you have all the consulting stuff and your immune stuff and all of that. But if someone is saying, gosh, you know, I would like to try doing something for my animal friend with a dementia sort of thing. You also physically practice at Quilceta Veterinary Clinic. And I think I'm correct now in saying that you're there 3 days a week now, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Wednesday, yep.
I didn't know that until just recently. Until I was talking to your gals, and this is just, well, no wonder all the people you refer come on Mondays and Tuesdays. But yeah, he's here on Wednesdays now too.
Yep.
So you just couldn't get away, huh?
Nope.
I'm glad about that, because I don't know what we'd do without you. But so anyway, I guess my long involved question is, if someone wants to work with you and the laser and a demented animal, that would be a situation that they would call Quilceta Veterinary Clinic to schedule an in-person appointment with you, or so they should come through the consultation first?
They could go through consultation, but if it's for Erconia, we just might as well go through the office at Quilceta.
Okay. So Quilceta Veterinary Clinic in Marysville, and their phone number is 360-659-8482, 360-659-8482. And, of course, why do I know that? Well, because he's my vet, too. And I know the numbers. And it is www.billburlingamedvm.com to get onto the website to see what we're talking about next. But wouldn't you know? Now, see, this is what I was a little concerned about. When I don't have the clock where I normally see it, I get a little off. So we're need to take care of advertisers one more time in this hour before we run out of time, and then we'll come back and it's R2L time. I promise. Well, that will be our next discussion, so stay right. But in the meantime, BillBurlingameDVN.com, you can see what I'm going to talk about on the homepage of Dr. Bill's website, and we're going there next. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Vet Sunday right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Sunday, May 29th, Winnie and I will be welcoming our most distinguished guest, Donna Sebo, the renowned psychic, to our show. She will be doing readings on the air for you, so you make sure to call in early for yours. Don't forget, that's the Jupiter Rising Show this Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winded down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here until noon, and we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And on this hour, you've heard us talk about the great NuPro supplements. They've got fabulous supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. They also have a brand new product coming out. We're going to be able to talk to Janice about that coming up on an Animal World soon. So check them out at www.nupro.com. Also, our great friends Jude and Paul Ponton at Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. They are a great harmonic and energy shifters, chiropractic and acupuncturists. They do the acutonics with the forks and so forth. It is, you know, they do phenomenal work. I was so glad to get back in. I had a session with them on Friday. Boy, was it nice to get my body back in shape after all that, you know, packing and unpacking and loading and hauling and walking and walking and walking. It was nice to get my body back in the right alignment. And they work, of course, in person if you're lucky enough to live in the greater Seattle area. Their office is in Greenwood. They also work remotely, and they did work with me remotely while I was out of town. And sometimes the remote sessions are even more powerful than their in-person sessions. And it's kind of beyond me as to how they can actually adjust and shift things remotely, but they do, and it works. It's quite amazing. So check them out at www.whispering-dragon.com, or you can give them a call at 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. Now, you can also... Oh, I want you to check out Northwest School of Animal Massage, their wonderful campus on Vashon Island. Boy, they are just the place to go and deal with if you are interested in learning about massage for animals and all kinds of other great stuff. You can go to classes on Vashon. They have lots of distance learning available online, and they've got campuses around the world now. So check them out, www.nwsam.com. That stands for Northwest School of Animal Massage.com. All righty then. So it is time to get back to Vet Sunday here. Dr. Bill Burlingame is in the house. You got to check out his new website, www.billburlingamedvm.com. And I went to check out his website last night because I hadn't looked at it for a couple weeks and thought, well, I'll just see what's there. And lo and behold, there's this new thing, a video on the homepage of your website. Now, I couldn't get it to play for me. So I don't know if it was my computer or the video or whatever, but I was very intrigued. The R2L. And so will you please explain to us what this is all about?
R2L stands for radiation to light. So the Arconia Laser Company has been working on this technology, I think, for about 10 years now.
Okay, so Arconia is the same. That's the same people laser that we were just talking about.
That's
the cold
right.
laser that you have. The guy that lases his brain every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is coming from him.
Right. So what this is a small, little, for lack of a better term, sticky that you put onto your phone near the antenna, and what it does is absorb, for lack of a better term, the radiation or the signals coming in and out of your phone, the radio waves coming in and out of your phone, and it converts that radiation into a light. So what it does, most of your phones, from what I've learned, get way too much signal. They get a lot more than they need to do their job. So what this does is take about 80% of the signal and convert it into a light. And when you look at it, you'll see that when there's some activity on your phone, there's a little red light on this application, and it starts going off when there's lots of activity on your phone.
Yeah, it's like an L-shaped sticker.
L-shaped sticker that goes on.
And you can see a picture of it on the website. Now, when I looked at it last night, I thought that was giant. I thought it was, you know, maybe 6 inches by 6 inches, but it's actually a small little L-shaped sticker that's maybe an inch or so by inch or so,
right,
that sticks on, and you've got it on the back and the bottom of your phone. But apparently you said that it may be placed in different areas on different phones.
Depends on right, the engineering of the phone, and they have a directory or some diagrams on where to place it so that you get the most efficiency. So what it does is when you got your phone to your head,
yeah,
you're radiating your brain.
Right, and that's what the big concern is now about everybody talking about brain cancer,
especially
and so forth
with kids, because they showed in their studies that when young people have their phone up to their head, then the radiation is going about 80% through from one side to the other.
Wow.
As you get older and your skull gets denser, there's a little less penetration. The other thing that they're working on, same technology, is for the earbuds, because the earbuds deliver just as much signal to your brain.
Well, yeah, because this is part of the shocking information that Kathy and I were just learning this mm-hmm. morning and talking to Dr. Bill. We both assumed that, you know, I try to keep my cell phone as far away from, you know, my head as possible mm-hmm. or in my body. And I don't spend that much time. Fortunately, in the car, mine's Bluetoothed.
Right.
But I've always assumed, as Kathy did, that if you plug in your little earbuds, and use your phone with the earbuds, that you're protecting yourself from the radiation. But you're saying that's not true?
Well, this is if it's a Bluetooth earbud.
Yeah.
But if you have the corded earbuds, you're okay.
The corded earbuds, okay.
The corded's are okay, but the Bluetooth earpiece...
The Bluetooth earpiece.
You're still getting radiation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not the earbuds, but the Bluetooth earpiece.
Okay, so the corded version...
Mm-hmm.
It is okay,
mm-hmm.
but the Bluetooth...
Right.
Because that's the one that people wear hooked to their ears...
All the time.
All the time.
Right.
And that's as bad as the phone.
Yes.
Okay,
but
so
it's a little bit of a challenge to micronize the technology so that they can get it onto those earpieces. So that'll come out in the near future. But you know, if the kids are using their phones a lot and they're the most vulnerable, then you know parents should be looking at something to try to you know prevent damage to their children, along with lead in the water and everything else. So
if we purchase this little sticker
mm-hmm.
And put it on our phones,
right.
then we won't be getting
it decreases it about 80%.
About 80%.
If you stopped at all, there wouldn't be a signal. So
gotcha.
And Kathy was asking me, does it interfere with reception? Well,
yeah.
I've got Verizon. I live up in the Stanwood area.
Yeah, me too, because it's right. the only one that works out
right.
in my area.
The only time that I've had a problem with the R2L on my phone is when I was in Pittsburgh at my daughter's house. And to begin with, I get really poor reception in
so
that
it's
area.
Always been a bad
always
cell
been
area.
Bad. And when I was back there last fall, I wasn't getting calls and I couldn't call out, and I realized, oh, you know, I was already at a bare minimum.
Right.
And then the R2L blocked just enough signal, so I took my outer casing off my phone. Phone worked great. I mean, worked better. So it does block some signal, but again, there's so much redundant signal going to your phone. And
that most of it isn't needed.
You don't need that strong of a signal is the point.
Okay, so... now, what I was also pleased is that this is an affordable thing, and it's like you get this sticker, put it on it, what, like works forever?
Well, I don't know how long it works for. It works for years.
Yeah. It's a one-time thing.
Right. It's not.
And we can purchase it directly from your website.
That's correct.
And it's $30.
$30.
Wow. I mean, I want to sign up right now. I mean,
yeah.
$30, it seems worth it to knock out 80% of the radiation coming from your phone.
It'd be really
that
interesting.
That seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah,
no,
it seems
no
like,
pun intended.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to find out what other technologies they're working on. So, but yeah, this is pretty cool stuff.
And so we go to your website, BillBurlingameDVM.com. It's on the homepage. There's a little video with it, and then it says add it to your cart. And what then you would just mail it to us,
yep,
and then
it
comes with all the instructions as to how to find the right place on your phone and so forth.
Easy to do. You go up to the top of the website where it says window shopping, which is where all the information is.
Okay, cool. I think actually right with the video, there's an add it to your cart thing. I think you can just hit that right on your homepage. I'm going to get one of these things. And you said someone, I think, on the website, that the R2L website tells you what, on depending on what kind of phone you have, the best place to locate it, because you have it on the bottom of the back of your phone.
Right.
And so you'd put it on the back of your phone.
It goes on the back of all phones. It just depends on where the antenna and the batteries are on your phone.
All right. Okay, well, believe it or not, we have talked our way through the first hour of Animal World already. So we're going to close out hour number one, fire up hour number two. It's Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame's in the house. And we are going to the phones as soon as we get back here. And looks like we're changing the subject to vaccines.
Oh.
Peg and Olympia is on the phone.
Oh, boy.
So turn your brain on.
Morning, Peg.
Yeah, so Peg, hold on. We're going to turn this hour around. We'll bring you up first next. So stay right where you are, everybody. We're talking vaccinations when we come back. Animal World continues with Vet Sunday straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.